Listening comprehension. Read all the statements and questions first, then listen to the text twice. The advantages of homeschooling. Attending public school, there are a lot of things that end up being space fillers and wastes of time that can be eliminated with a homeschool environment. The travel time to the school and back. The breaks between classes. The time allotted to taking attendance in each class. And disruptions from other students are all things that waste time in which students could be learning. When learning at home, a lot of those are eliminated. And that time can be saved for more valuable options, such as reading breaks, or even ending the sessions of the day a little bit earlier. Having complete control over the schedule and not having to rely on other factors for how long is spent on a topic, you can set a flat amount of time for a subject to be taught or studied, and you can stick to that. Working in your own breaks at home can also lead to a reward system, where if a certain amount of time is spent on a subject, they can go out and play for a while. What I think is the most valuable thing about homeschooling is that there aren't 25 to 30 students that need the attention of a single teacher. By being taught at home, the student has immediate access to the teacher and can ask questions at just about any time, without having to worry about other students and their learning habits. This can be a huge advantage, because if the student doesn't understand something, you can stop and go over it with them, instead of having to worry about a class full of students falling behind. On top of that, the added bonus is that if at home the child is having a lot of fun in the subject, that particular session can be extended to let them learn a little bit more. I think that one-on-one learning is very important in order to develop a clear understanding of all the material. And when it is done at home, it is a lot easier to accomplish that. There are a lot of tools out there that can be used by a parent in order to teach their kids at home. By using those and by taking advantage of the world around us, you can teach things by putting them into practice. If you are teaching about history, a museum tour or a jaunt to the library can be a nice little break that is fun and educational at the same time. Just about all subjects have a real-life practice that will correlate to what you are teaching, and by moving lessons around, you will be able to show a different and potentially more interesting side of all subjects. Along those lines, you are also able to control what your child is learning. This means that you decide what they are going to read. And if you are against censorship, like I am, you can provide them with a lot of literature that can't be found in schools anymore. One of the debated topics with advantages to homeschooling is being able to keep your children closer and thus more protected. By not forcing them to go through the bad side of public education, they won't be exposed to real-world issues such as smoking, drugs and sex, quite as often as a public school child would. This can help them in the long run if they are kept away from it, and taught well about the problems that could be associated with these vices. The opposite side of that, though, is that if you aren't faced with things like that, you may not know how to react when put into a real-life situation where they come into play. That could be a risk if you are doing homeschooling, but making sure that your kids have all of the information at hand, they will be in a better position to make the smart decisions.